We love our nonprofits, and this next nonprofit has a fundraiser coming up. It's a road race. Racing is a theme today. Only do we have road racing happening in the weeks ahead, you've got a big NASCAR race happening this weekend as well. So we love racing and we love competition around here. But the Haven Men's Shelter, it continues to help men get their life back on track. And we've got Nancy Foster, who is the executive director for the Haven. We also have AJ Potter joining us. He's from Potter Automotive, and they're presenting this Haven Hustle Miles for Hope 5K Fun Run. And AJ, we'll get to you in a minute. But first of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Nancy, you've been over there at the Haven for 4 years. We joked before the microphones turn on. It feels like you've been over there for so long. And that can be interpreted so many different ways. We mean it in a very endearing way, because you have such a passion for what you do. And you're in an industry where you have to deal with some pretty tough stories. You're dealing with men that are really trying to get their life back on track. And what we know about men, we're hard-headed, right? We don't want to be told what to do.
That is true. So
she's newly married, too.
So she's doing that at home. So if a man is coming and saying, hey, I need to get my life back on track, it takes a lot for guys to do so. What's the mood over there at the Haven? What inspires you to go in and day out when the days are long, and sometimes the funding is not there and you still have to deal with the same issues every single day?
Lucas, I contribute it to the fact that I've been put in a role in my life that God has wanted me to help people, right? And so in helping people, that gives me the motivation to help those men that come right in that door, to meet them right where they're at, to learn and know their story, and to understand that the Haven is more than just a bed and breakfast. You know, we give hope, you know, we give respect, dignity, and they deserve every bit of that. And so that's the part that just keeps us going every day. Of course, we have some that is really hard stories, but we have those that we've been able to really get on their journey and get them moving and in their new home, you know. So like last year, we were able to house 102 men right back in our community, and we're almost to 70 men this year going in. And so, you know, that deals with a lot of partnerships and a lot of relationships in the community. And really, they're wanting that. And it's just somebody to walk alongside of them to say, I believe in you. I know I can do it. And just, you know, keep going.
We try to use this example, and correct me if I'm wrong, because there's a difference between the Bethel shelters and the Haven Men's Shelter, but you focus on the same thing. So the Bethel shelters, if you kind of think of it, they're like the ER, right? They're addressing the immediate needs of the gentlemen that they serve. Once those gentlemen get their feet underneath them, then they transition to the Haven. Is that
correct? So we try to work with Bethel Shelter. It's like really when men are ready for that next step, when they are ready to get out of the space that they're in, then that's where we step in. And we say, okay, what's going on? Where are you at? And so they can be with us 120 days, depending on their situation. And as we all know, if you're at ground zero, and 120 days is not a long time to get yourself together and get some savings and get you into a house. But we do it. We have a small staff, but we're mighty. And we say that we have an incredible board. We have incredible partnerships like Potter Automotive that really walk alongside of us to be able to do the jobs that we do, getting the men in the next level of their life.
You're housed over there at Pathways Community Center.
Yep.
And what does those services, or what will those services look like to help these men get their life back on track?
So we are in the Pathways Community Center. There's 13, I think, individual agencies that's in that community right there. And it's all of us helping each other, right? So let's example community action. If we need somebody that'll help with the first month's rent or deposit, we will partner with them to help us. Or they need an ID, we'll partner with Austin Wilkes. You know, so it's a big partnership inside of that facility, and that helps a lot to be able to not close the doors. Instead of saying, oh, go cross town to do this, go cross town, and then they get those doors shut, we can actually just partner right in that community.
And of course, that's been the bread and butter of Pathways. It's eliminating the transportation hurdle.
That's right.
Which is it impacts a lot of men in transition.
It's a one-stop shop.
It is a one-stop shop.
Nancy, what do community partnerships look like? If someone's listening and they're thinking, hey, this is kind of where my heart is, what can I do to help? I know that you're always looking for funding, But are you looking for volunteers? Are you looking for other partnerships? What can people in the community do to help you at the Haven?
Yeah, so we are always looking for folks that will sponsor events like the Potter Automotive have for the 5K. We're looking for people who want to just be mentors for the men. You know, we say birds that flock together stay together, so we try to teach them a different flock. And so that, when people come in and have different, so like one of the guys, he likes to go fishing, right? So we've paired him up with a gentleman in the community that likes to go fishing. I get jealous because I want to go fishing, right? But mentorship, volunteers, somebody that helps us with clothing closet, because, you know, we try to teach them how to dress right, how to do resume writing, how to do all of those skills. So even if you have a teachable skill, you never know. I mean, it could just touch somebody. We've had people didn't even know how to do laundry, and we've been able to train them how to do laundry and separate their clothing. So it's just even small things that you can help. It just takes one person to make a difference in somebody's life, and that's what we're looking for, one person to multiply out so that we can have that.
Well, the Haven Men's Shelter, it is a nonprofit. That means they have to get creative when comes to raising funds. And they've got the Haven Hustle. It's presented by Potter Automotive. It's Miles for Hope. It's a 5K fun run. It's going to take place on October the 4th, 9 a.m. at New Central Park there in the heart of Clover. We have AJ Potter joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. And AJ, how did you get connected to the Haven? What's the connection between you and Nancy in the Haven Men's Shelter?
My first connection is actually through our church, New River, which it's kind of a rather large church, so it's hard to get to know people real close, but got to know her a lot more now that we both joined the same BNI based out of Lake Wylie area. Getting to know her and getting to know Haven a little bit more, it's been a pleasure knowing that there's places like what the Haven does to allow us, now that the community's blessed us so much, to give back and again, partner, like she said.
Well, you meet great folks in church, right?
Absolutely. Right.
My grandma would always say, you meet a good girl or a guy in church. If you're looking, you can do that. But in this case, you met a partnership.
That's right.
A friendship. Did you have prior knowledge of the Haven prior to meeting Nancy and just hearing the stories? Or, like a lot of folks, did you hear about the organization, you know, felt compassion for it, but didn't really figure out, how do I fit in to what they're doing and the success over there?
Actually, I'd never heard of it. And that's actually part of why I wanted to partner for this, is I'm hoping that, you know, together we can kind of grow that impact for her so that next time around, she's got more people knocking at her door to help with whatever the next step is for Haven. So,
well, like you said, the good Lord's blessed you. Yeah. And so the fact that you can pay it forward and help men get back on track. Again, you might encounter a guy who's into automotive, and then you've built up a Rolodex, Nancy, which is wonderful. To Ashley's point earlier about these community partnerships, you build up a Rolodex. So if a guy wants to do something, you have a connection and you're ready to go from there. Again, it's called the Haven Hustle. It's presented by Potter Automotive. It's Miles for Hope, 5K fun run, October the 4th, 9 a.m., New Central Park in Clover. Nancy, not only is the funds from this race going back to the Haven, it's really helping with your first transitional home, which has always been on the to-do list for Haven.
That's right.
You have like really sped up that process. Let our audience know what a transitional home is and how important it is. You know, they come out and support whether they're a walker or a runner.
Right. So with the transitional shelter at the Haven, you can be there from 30 days to 120 days. And like I was saying earlier, you know, when you're at bottom, it's hard to really get yourselves together at 120 days. That's a lot of work, right? So the transitional housing piece would just give them an additional time to go into somewhere to help them more maybe have job skills like Potter Automotive or welding or something, but then also to work on their credit, work on their background, to save some funds. And maybe the goal eventually is to go into home ownership. Because the Haven now, we've been able to put a couple people into home ownership, but we would love to see even more people go into home ownership because it's theirs, you know, something that belongs to them, something that gives them pride. And so with the transitional housing, that is our biggest thing. And then we graduate them out into the community, right? So being able to do the transitional shelter, transitional housing, then graduate, that's huge. Yeah. And that's what we're focusing on in this next couple of years to really bust out of that.
And also give them an opportunity to actually live in a home and learn what being a
homeowner
or maybe a renter, it might be that they go rent, you know, like keeping up with it and changing light bulbs and maintenance and cleaning and all of that. I think it's huge. It really hit me hard when you said there's certain people that don't even know how to do the laundry.
Right.
And, you know, that's a cycle that's got to be broken. They were probably mm-hmm. never taught. And so, yep. you know, I think that's huge too, that the community really realizes that you got to give them the life skills. If you don't give them the skill, they can't take it.
And they only know what they know.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, they'll come back so. And help. And help people that are in the same mm-hmm. situation that they're in as well. I think it's really beautiful.
And that's why we're really working on breaking the cycle of chronic homelessness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people like y'all letting us be here. Freedom Pest Services is one of our sponsors, Green Funeral Home, you know. So it's just people that just come together to really have the compassion to love and help people right here in our community. But it's just not Rock Hill, right? We do all of York, Chester, and Lancaster County. So anybody coming into the Haven, it could be from anywhere. And we just welcome them right where they're at and say, welcome home.
Oh, love that. We'll end on that note. Sign up for the Haven Hustle Miles for Hope 5K Fun Run. October the 4th, 9 a.m. there at New Central Park in Clover. And don't worry, we'll give you these dates as we get much closer to the race. But go ahead and get signed up now. Get that off of your to-do list. Nancy Foster is with the Haven's Men's Shelter. AJ Potter is with Potter Automotive. Thank you both very much.
We thank you. Thank you.